Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big Esports Show. In our final segment tonight, as promised, it is time for a book review. A big season, obviously, for the Toronto Blue Jays as they are in their 40th season at professional baseball. Currently, they are third in the AL East and looking for a strong finish in the month of September. But I tell you what, the Blue Jays, they have really struggled, and they are in the middle of a seven-game West Coast road trip. We are delighted to have back with us veteran sports writer Shai Dubieday as he explores the defining elements of the Blue Jays' identity. We're going to talk about his new book and also just kind of get the pulse on what needs to happen to get them moving forward so they can have a strong finish. Shai was on our show earlier this summer. It's great to have you back with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so as I said in the open, the Toronto Blue Jays are third in the American League East right now, but struggling. Pinpoint why they are in this funk, because this is devastating in terms of trying to finish strong.
Sure. I mean, they've had a bunch of issues crop up. Their starting pitching has regressed to some degree. They've had a couple blips in the bullpen, but the primary issue is that they're just not hitting very much. And, you know, they're a team that's built to deliver big blows. Their team built around the home run. They haven't gotten very many of those. They haven't been able to sustain any offensive pressure. And, you know, when they're not hitting, that takes away from the rest of their team. It makes life obviously harder for the pitching staff. And a bunch of things have sort of really come together in a negative way at really the worst time. So the Blue Jays are trying to pull out of it. You know, they've got Josh Donaldson, who's been hurting. They've got some other players who are hurting. And, they're just not themselves right now. And obviously, this is an inopportune time to be going through some struggles.
Sportsnet baseball columnist Shai Dubieday is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big Esports Show. He also is the author of Toronto Blue Jays, The Big 50. It was a book that we had featured earlier in our program this summer, and it's great to have him back with us. In terms of talking about the Blue Jays, I mean, give us a sense of how the team is handling this. I mean, do they still hold the belief that they can turn this thing around in enough time?
Sure. I mean, they should be able to. I mean, they're still in complete control of their own destiny. They're going to play the teams that are both behind and in front of them right now. And ultimately, they have the talent and the ability to play much better baseball. Now, will they be able to pull out of their funk in time? That's the million-dollar question. But in theory, on paper, they should certainly be able to handle it. They've got an opportunity on this West Coast swing against the Angels and the Mariners to really pile up some wins against an Angels team that's not very good. And then to, you know, separate themselves from the Seattle Mariners, one of the teams that's chasing them. And then they have the stretch to close out the season against the New York Yankees, another club that's chasing them. And then the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox, who they're in the mix with right now for a postseason spot. So, they're clearly in control of their own destiny, but they need a couple of their bats to get going. And it's difficult when, you know, your whole lineup gets essentially cold at the same time. That's what they're facing. But they have several players who can carry them for a stretch, and they need one or two of them to get going.
You know, it is interesting, Shai. The Blue Jays entered the 2016 season with higher expectations after they captured the AL East title and made the playoffs for the first time in 22 seasons. I mean, it really was a breakthrough year, and the expectations are a lot higher. So, I mean, how surprised are you that this is happening at this time of the year? You can't have this going on in the month of September.
Yeah, I mean, it is surprising because, you know, they entered the month and it looked like they were in great shape. They were,
right.
I don't want to say cruising, but it was smooth sailing and everything was okay, but these things can be very fragile. There was never very much separation. The division has been tight all year long, and I expect it to be that way down to the end. And look, there are ebbs and flows to everybody's season. And, you know, the Blue Jays haven't had that extended run of success this year like they did last year. I mean, you have two 11-game win streaks and you close the season 43-18. You know, that's a pretty smooth ride in the playoffs. It's been the polar opposite this year. And, you know, right now they're going to have to ride it out. So, I mean, I'm surprised that they've gone through the type of stretch that they've gone through, because really they're a better team. And they haven't had this sort of extended run of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is really testing their mettle. And we're going to find out whether they're legit or not.
Sportsnet baseball columnist Shai Dubieday is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. Another quick hit before we talk about your book. Some big changes have taken place since the last time, Shai, that we had had you on the program, they hired a former Red Sox general manager. Talk to us about Ben Cherington and what's going to be his emphasis in the front office.
Well, Ben Cherington joins as the vice president of baseball operations. He's going to report to GM Ross Atkins, and he's going to work closely with player development director Gil Kim. And this is given the success Cherington had in the Red Sox on that side of the game in terms of player development, identifying talent, helping them break through into the majors successfully, you can't see it as anything but a positive for the Blue Jays. I mean, he's an exceptionally bright guy. A few other teams were in pursuit of him. He turned down the chance to go for the Minnesota Twins GM vacancy. So, I mean, this was clearly a place that he wanted to be in, a fit that's good for him. So, I mean, you know, beefing up the brain power for the organization is always a good thing. And, you know, he's one of the most coveted executives out there who wasn't employed by a club right now. So it's a pretty good hire for the Blue Jays.
Okay, only about 30 seconds. The title of Shai's new book is The Men and Moments That Made the Toronto Blue Jays the Big 50. Give us a hit and tell all the listeners across the nation where they can go and get a copy, Shai.
Well, it's available on Amazon. It's available at Indigo, it's a Canadian book retailer, several other stores as well. And it really looks at some of the history of the Blue Jays with this being their 40th season, kind of a good time. And the Blue Jays have made a lot of new fans over the past couple of years. And there's some people who may not be familiar with some of the previous highlights in team history. So it's a chance for them to reacquaint themselves with that and relive some of the moments they may remember from more recent times.
Well, congratulations on the book. It's always a true pleasure when you come on the program. Of course, check them out. Sportsnet baseball columnist Shai Duvidee has been with us tonight right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, Shai.
Thanks for having me.
Special thank you to all of our amazing guests tonight. Be sure and join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.